Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Ivan Dehazu. Batting second. The third baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Vale. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gene Kleins. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Larry Biedner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Krukow. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mike Krukow. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting second. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting third. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Fry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Schatzeder. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dan Schatzeder. And now, play ball. Ivan Dehazu batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Dehazu takes first base on ball 4. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Dehazu. The throw from Fry and he is safe. Dehazu steals second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dehazu moves to third. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. Dehazu scores. Scott moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There's a wild pitch. Scott moves to third. Mike Vale batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Vale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schatzeder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vale moves to second. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Kleins takes first base on ball 4. Vale moves to third. Trillo moves to second. Larry Biedner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Biedner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Dawson strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Blackwell takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Krukow bunts in front of the plate. Fry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ivan De Jesus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. De Jesus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, De Jesus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krukow moves to second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cromarty hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. De Jesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mercer strikes out. One out. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schatt center fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Fry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fry hits a line drive into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Schatzetter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Schatzetter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Kleins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Biotner is 0-for-1 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Schatzetter covering, for the out. Two outs. Tim Blackwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Blackwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Blackwell takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Krukow is 0-for-1 in the game. Krukow hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cromarty. Krukow reaches second base with a double. Blackwell goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ivan De Jesus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. De Jesus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. De Jesus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Krukow moves to third. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes De Jesus. The throw from Fry and he is safe. De Jesus steals second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krukow scores. DeJesus scores. It's 5-0, Cubs. Randy Miller now pitching. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mercer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vail is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vail strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kleins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kleins hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Biotner is 0 for 2 in the game. Biotner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez takes first base on ball 4. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Perez moves to second. Larry Parrish batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Perez scores. Cromarty moves to third. Parrish moves to second. It's 5-1, Cubs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cromarty scores. Parrish moves to third. One out. It's 5-2, Cubs. Jerry Fry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fry is 0 for 1 in the game. Fry strikes out. Two outs. Tom Hutton pinch hits for Randy Miller. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hutton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Atkinson now pitching. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Krukow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Krukow hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. DeJesus is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. DeJesus takes first base on ball 4. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes DeJesus. The throw from Fry and he is safe. DeJesus steals second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mercer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mercer hits a line drive into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Vail is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vail hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Cubs. Manny Trillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Trillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kleins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kleins hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Trillo moves to second. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-3 in the game. Biotner hits a line drive into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Blackwell takes first base on ball 4. Trillo moves to third. Kleins moves to second. Mike Garman now pitching. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Krukow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Krukow hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Perez moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Fry is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fry is 0-for-2 in the game. Fry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sam Mahias now playing left field. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. DeJesu hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Scott is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Scott takes first base on ball four. Bobby Mercer batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Mercer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mercer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Fry and he is safe. Scott steals second. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Fry and he is safe. Scott steals third. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vale is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Vale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Del Unser pinch hits for Mike Garman. Del Unser batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Unser takes first base on ball four. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up towards third. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Dawson is 0-for-3 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. David Palmer now pitching. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kleins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kleins strikes out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Biotner is 0-for-4 in the game. Biotner hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentine moves to third. Pepe Frias pinch runs for Tony Perez. Sam Mejias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mejias hits a line drive towards first. Biedner catches it and steps on first to double up Frias. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Valentine scores. It's 6-3, Cubs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spear is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Parrish moves to second. Gary Carter pinch hits for Jerry Fry. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Parrish moves to third. Spear moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann pinch hits for David Palmer. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.